You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, if any of you are listening to this show or talk radio in general, I commend you because I've been watching the news, you know, the news on television. And it's getting to be more and more of a joke. I know many of you have already thought that it was a joke, but, you know, I'm watching the manipulation. I talked about this on yesterday's show on one of the hours. It's ridiculous, the manipulation. Like, if you notice, you know, the media kind of tried to make, you know, chop meat out of Herman Cain, and then now they're leaving him alone. They're leaving them alone, right? They did what they needed to with Herman Cain, and now they're leaving them alone. They tried to really milk it for what it was worth, like with this lapse that he had when he was trying to form an answer on Libya. They made shish kebab out of him, and then, you know, they tried to, during the interview with his wife and Greta Van Susteren, talk about how her body language meant this and the way she turned and the way she had her hands folded in her lap and what that meant in terms of their sexual relationship. You know, I'm looking at this and I go, what are you dishing the American people? What are you dishing the public? What are you, well, worldwide these things get watched, CNN, MSNBC. You know, people have been saying, well, look, Mitt Romney is doing well in the polls. All Mitt Romney has to do is keep his mouth shut and, you know, let everybody else kind of sink themselves. No, okay? All right? This is the media, right? It's not Mitt Romney keeping his mouth shut. The media's leaving Mitt Romney alone. Okay, I mean, if you notice that, the media's leaving Mitt Romney alone. They were also leaving Newt Gingrich alone. They left him alone until the last day or two. They've left Newt alone. They've left Mitt Romney alone. Every now and then a little piece or two with Ron Paul, but they wanted to have a flavor of the, that's what they kept calling Herman Cain, a flavor of the week. And then they did what they wanted to with him. They did what they, you know, and they played with all our minds, and now they're going to be moving on to Newt. All right, but they're leaving Mitt Romney alone. One of my friends, Alex, was saying, watch, you'll see, they like Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's more moderate, much more moderate, right, than everybody else, which we've seen. They want him to be the one to go up against Obama. And then once he wins the primary, you're going to start seeing, you know, a lot of little cuts and subconscious digs at him and the Mormonism, et cetera. And I don't think he's far off. I don't think that theory is that far off, because you're seeing this. You're seeing what the media does. You know, right now they've been leaving Mitt Romney alone. Why? Why? Is it because they want him to succeed in the polls? Yeah, and it's interesting, okay, because now Herman Cain, they're starting to lay off a little bit, and now they're starting to pick at Newt Gingrich and his past. I think they're very afraid of Newt. I think Newt is a force to be reckoned with. I think they're afraid of Herman Cain, too. I think Herman Cain could have squashed President Obama in a debate, and we know Newt could. So it's very, very interesting to see how the media is manipulating this. Now, you know, somebody had suggested to me, well, the reason why they've been doing all this media coverage on Herman Cain and his lapse, you know, collection of his thoughts and Rick Perry and the brain fart. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now with these brain farts. We talked about brain farts, okay? Presidents have brain farts. Presidents probably have regular farts. I mean, all right, people, you know, they're human, okay? We're going to have human beings. And I'm sure we all know that foreign policy and any of their policies aren't designed by them. It's designed by their staff and people. So it's whoever you could dress up the nicest, you know, throw them in front of a teleprompter, you know, usually wins the race. And so, you know, honestly, you know, do I think Rick Perry, do I think he really, really needs to be out of the race? No, I don't. I think having a brain fart happens. Please, come on. You know, we're all human. But the media sure made shish kebab out of everybody, didn't they? Now, one of my patients came up to me and said, you know what, Dahlia, what they're doing is they're trying to get us, they're trying to use it as a decoy, try to have us kind of confused and focusing on the presidential debate and the primary race so we aren't looking at what's going to happen with the super committee, because the super committee is supposed to be coming up on a deadline. Wrong. All right. If the super committee fails, it hurts conservatives. That's the way it's designed. This whole thing was designed. Now, true, the super committee, which I've always thought was kind of a stupid idea, is supposed to have equal number of Democrats, equal number of Republicans. They're supposed to be figuring out how to make the trillion-dollar cuts. All right. If it fails, it hurts the Republicans. Okay? Because what the Democrats have been trying to do is show that the Republican control of Congress is causing this crisis to worsen and the stalemate. So if there's a stalemate with the super committee, they're going to blame it on the Republicans. So no, they're giving plenty of coverage to this whole super committee thing. And trust me, they're going to lean it towards the GOP. Is it the GOP's fault? No, it's not the GOP's fault, but they're going to make it look as such. So if the super committee fails, that's going to be bad for the GOP. But it's all manipulation. It's all psychology. I never got my degree in psychology. I got my undergrad degree in biology, and then I went to medical school. And my medical school was run very heavily by a psychologist. So we had a great psychology training, a great psychology background. But I always wished I went an extra step and somehow got extra psychology, because I didn't realize that's what life is all about. If you think about marketing, right, when they market that car, when they market that food, that drippy, juicy hamburger with the melted cheese, it hits on your psychology. Politics, it hits on your psychology. That's exactly what they're doing. You put somebody handsome. You make them sound right. It's just everything you do. I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. The casino is designed to manipulate your psychology. The bathrooms are designed to be in a certain area, so you have to walk, you know, through the machines. The way the machines sound, the way you have the metallic clink, the way you have the colors, the carpet makes you think of money. It's phenomenal. The alcohol, the free alcohol being sent to you, it's all manipulation. And it's all somebody knowing the psychology of this. And just don't get manipulated, people. Don't. You gotta see past the media. Maybe just listen to talk radio. And you're doing right by listening to my show, I can tell you that. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to get to the headlines, but Luis from Miami looks like he's listening to us right now. And he asks, so Dr. Dahlia, who do you think should be our next president? Okay, now you see, I've been very, very careful, okay? Y'all know I've loved Herman Cain. I thought Rick Perry was a pretty staunch conservative. Mitt Romney, I think, is handsome and I think would do very, very well. And Newt Gingrich, I've loved everything he's had to say in the debates. So, you know, my answer to that is I want someone with a brain. Right. And by that, I want someone who's not going to, while the mics are on, you know, badmouth the Israeli prime minister. I want someone with a brain. I want someone who understands diplomacy. I want someone that will call it like it is and say, we can't fix health care. And I'm not going to try to pass a bill just so I could, you know, be in the history books as finally passing health care, even though it's causing all these job losses and possible loss of access to health care, even worse than we've seen. I want someone with a brain, and I want someone who's not going to be self-indulgent. I want someone that's going to serve the people. But it's tough because, you know, you got the White House dangling in front of anybody who runs, and they're going to want to stay in it. I mean, you move into that house, I don't care if you say you're not a politician. You move into the White House, you're going to want to stay. From what I understand, the kitchen's pretty cool. I mean, I understand it's a pretty cool house. It's a pretty cool house. You got Secret Service, all right? You know, sometimes you get to be on money, you know? And so, you know, you see these people going, look, I'm not going to be a politician. I'm not going to be self-serving. I'm going to, you know, make, like, I don't care if I'm going to be a one-term president. I'm going to make legislation, you know, but you're like, wait a second. Once you're there, you may want to stay. And unfortunately, these policies, you know, that, and these bills and anything that's going to be handling our destiny when it comes to healthcare is going to be political in nature. And I want a person who will say, I don't care if I'm not elected. These are the decisions we're going to make, and they're going to be tough. They are going to be tough, including deportation, including, you know, no health care to illegals, including, you know, the list could go on. And I'm not running for office, so luckily I don't have to make those decisions, right? You know, I can say whatever, you know, I want to say. I'm not running for office. But unfortunately, I even predicted that. I said, you know, the media was quiet with Newt, and watch, in the next day or two, you know, they're going to start ripping on Newt. And they are, you know, and it's all a political game. So I don't know which one of the presidential candidates we have right now would be the best. I am really nervous about health care. I'm extremely nervous about health care. Do I think any of these guys know what to do? No. I've talked about this. I don't think any of these guys know. I wish someone would admit it, because then he'd definitely get my vote. Whoever said, I really don't know how the hell we're going to fix this. I really don't. He'd get my vote because he's honest. But you're not going to see that, because their political strategists would tell them that's not the smart move. So what are you going to do? So I wish I had an answer for you. I don't know. I'm watching this with bated breath, and I'm hoping our president doesn't make any more mistakes, especially with foreign policy in the meantime. I mean, I don't know if he's on a kamikaze mission to burn this country to the ground before it. I mean, these Occupy protests just, I mean, are almost, you know, smelling of pre-Nazi era. Do you notice this with the anti-Semitism? Did you hear what happened? After the New York police cleaned out the park, the sanitation department came in, and they brought in trucks, and they had 26 truckloads, they said, of spoiled food, lice, scabies, drug paraphernalia, needles. Really? Really? Is that what they're doing during the Occupy protests? I mean, you wonder what's crazy about that is when the Occupy Wall Street protests first came, and people were very passionate about it, and they were peacefully demonstrating. I got to tell you, a lot of the middle looked at that as good for you. Now, they had the middle. They had a lot of the middle because, you know, there was some sort of a common theme. There was some sort of a mission statement, some sort of a goal, a reason to be passionate. You know, 99% of Americans are suffering right now. 1% aren't. The greed of Wall Street. They got the middle. But then they became so radicalized that unfortunately, if there was any sense to this or any mission statement, it's gotten lost. And people are looking at Occupy whatever now as being a bunch of radicals. I mean, I'm not sure what's supposed to happen Thursday with the Brooklyn Bridge and the subways. But from what I understand, they still want to gridlock New York and prevent the rest of the American people that have jobs from going to work. So what is this? Is this a revolt? Are you peacefully demonstrating a cause to help all Americans? Or are you against people that have a job? All right. Or are you just finding a reason to do drugs and making a Woodstock out of it? Now, I mean, trust me, some of the Woodstock music I like. I mean, I know they even brought some musicians out there from the Woodstock era to sing. And that was all kind of nice and groovy and stuff. But really, people are bringing kids. Right. And we're having hypodermic needles and there's licensed skate. You know, if any of you are bringing your kids to these, you know, I hope you know what you're bringing your kids to. Very unsanitary. Remember I told you about there was a medical tent? I don't know why the heck they're taking care of a heart patient in the middle of a medical tent. You get them to the hospital, you kind of call 911. I mean, are they trying to make their own city? What are they doing? And once I heard there was some anti-Semitism tones and undertones to this, I'm like, are you crazy? And I guess, you know, going back to the subject of, you know, what I want our next future president to do, I don't think our next future president should be backing this up. All right? I mean, if this is who you want your support from, all right, you know, drug users, all right, and I guess that's where you're going to get your next vote. But I find the whole idea of them, they're trying to say, well, this is freedom of speech. They just got their First Amendment rights crushed by the judges ruling from New York. They're making a mockery of the First Amendment. Okay? Right to peaceably protest or peaceably demonstrate does not mean you do drugs and you spread communicable diseases. Okay? Right, they're making a mockery of the First Amendment. And if they think under the First Amendment they're allowed to block the Brooklyn Bridge, allowed to block subways, and cause a breach in our security, no, they aren't allowed. And if they think it's the right of the First Amendment to, well, you know what, I could just go on, and I know I want to talk about medical news and highlights, and I'm sorry if I go off on this, but just, you know, look at the psychology, watch what the media is doing. And be very, very careful. All I'm saying is be very, very careful. The reason why I'm so pro talk radio is because you're not getting the psychological interplay with their visuals. You're listening. And many of us could listen through propaganda. All right. Some of you are fans of Obamacare. You're tuning me out whenever I talk about Obamacare and the problems. Hopefully you're listening because I do have some logical concerns. Okay, I don't dislike Obamacare because it's President Obama. I dislike it because I can't stand a government agency telling me how I'm supposed to practice medicine, which you're planning on doing. So, yes, I have some beefs. I have some big beefs, huge beefs. All right. But honestly, I'd rather, if I were you, get your news from talk radio. Honestly. All right. Okay, so what's going on here with Sandusky? So Sandusky accuser now said he would testify of severe sexual assault. Ben Andreozzi is a Pennsylvania lawyer representing one of eight boys allegedly to be the victim in the Penn State sexual child abuse case. Not, I believe, the one in the shower at the time that Mike McQuarrie had walked by in 2002. Now, Mike McQuarrie had today earlier said he did go to the police. Well, he had in an email said, yeah, he stopped the rape. And he did go to the police. Yet, unfortunately, the Penn State Police and the State College Police said, there's been no report. We don't have anything back from 2002 saying you went to us. So that's kind of up in the air. But right now, one of the victims said he heard Sandusky's interview the other day, and he was so mad that now he wants to come forward. So right now, Sandusky has been charged with 40 counts related to sexual abuse of boys over a period of 15 years. Apparently, this victim, now in his 20s, had met Sandusky through Sandusky's charity, The Second Mile. He said he had been around Sandusky for several years and was assaulted multiple times. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. It's just sad either way. I mean, it was kind of interesting when McQuarrie said, what are you guys talking about? I did notify police. I did this and that. It's just, where's your police report? All right, do you have a police report? Please say you went somewhere. All right, and, you know, it's going to be interesting. He's going to say, well, I have one, but the police don't have it. I mean, you know, I don't know where this is going to go. Unfortunately, now we have a bunch of lawyers involved, both defense and prosecution. So, again, they're going to manipulate and paint the picture they want. It'd be nice to just get the truth, but it doesn't happen that way. Maybe in a perfect world. What are you going to do? All right, I want to talk about these Wisconsin doctors. Remember during the protests of, are we going up on break? Okay. When we come back, it looks like the Wisconsin doctors that were given sick notes during the riots a few months ago are getting reprimanded. I want to talk about that. Plus more medical news on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Please call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can catch us on our email at drdahlia@hotmail.com or go to our website at drdahlia.com. Thank you for the follows on Twitter so I can give you up-to-date latest news and hopefully be a little bit more eloquent. Now, I'm looking right now at the suspect who was arrested for shooting at the White House. Did you hear about this? Oscar Romero Ortega Hernandez, 21 years old, apparently on Friday, had shot a couple bullets at the White House, allegedly. One was a window near the president's quarters, another one they aren't saying where. President Obama and his wife, obviously, First Lady Michelle, were
were on a trip to California and Hawaii and then on their way to Australia. So they're considering charging him with attempted assassination, even though the president was not there. They said they had found an abandoned car, semiotic weapon, and he has apparently a history of mental health. Right? He said the reason why sources have said he did it because he hates Obama. Still no excuse, but he does have an arrest record in 3 states, has not been linked to any radical organizations, and so they're still getting more news. There's probably going to be more news by the time you're hearing this reported if you listen to a delayed show. But if we hear more, we will definitely tell you. All right, and then remember those Wisconsin doctors? They really made me mad. Remember the demonstrations last spring against Governor Scott Walker's collective bargaining law in Wisconsin? Remember they were out there writing work notes without even knowing the patient? Well, apparently the medical exam board had reprimanded them, and this is going to be on their record for life, and they have to take 4 hours of continued education in medical record keeping. They also have to reimburse the Department of Safety and Professional Services, a state agency that oversees the medical board, for the hundreds of dollars in costs of the board's proceedings against them. And I mean, I agree they should be reprimanded. I mean, they shouldn't lose their license, but, you know, yeah, you aren't, you know, supposed to be writing notes for people that aren't your patients. Right? You need to examine the patient. There has to be a reason for it. I think that was an abuse of doctor power, just to write a note. You know, people always say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I need to get out of jury duty. Well, no, I don't write notes to get out of jury duty. That's your responsibility. Now, you're about to have a surgery. I'll excuse you because you're about to have a surgery. You know, or if you're undergoing chemotherapy or you're having, you know, you need to see your heart doctor, you're having, you know, if there's issues. But no, because I feel like I could get in trouble. I don't want to, you know, it's not worth it. Just because you have a medical license doesn't mean you abuse it. And here they were abusing it for political gains. And I think that's wrong. So I agree. They should be reprimanded. All right. Okay. So in medical news today, they've been talking about how too much vitamin D could actually hurt your heart. Right. There's been such a push to have people take extra vitamin B, vitamin D, D as in Dr. Dahlia, extra vitamin D, because low vitamin D has been linked to heart attack and stroke in women. It's been linked to breast cancer, colon cancer. So if you're deficient in vitamin D because you don't go out in the sun and you're afraid that you're going to get exposed to melanoma and squamous cell carcinoma and basal cell carcinoma, we've been popping vitamin D. Well, they say if you have high levels, that could cause atrial fibrillation. Now, atrial fibrillation is kind of where you have a misfiring of your electrical impulse in the atrium, such that your heart doesn't get the nice rhythmic ba-boom, ba-boom type of motion. It's kind of boom, 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 boom. So, unfortunately, you don't get a good pump. And if you don't get a good pump, you don't get enough blood going throughout your vessels. And the blood actually sometimes sits and pools. If the blood sits and pools, it coagulates, can cause clot, stroke, etc. Pretty dangerous stuff. Pretty, pretty dangerous stuff. So, you know, they say, look, if you are going to be taking vitamin D, then what you need to do is you need to have your levels watched. All right. Now, the normal vitamin D we all should be taking is about 600 units to 800 units. Okay? And again, if you don't get it from sun because you're trying to avoid the sun, you can get it from salmon, you can get it from tuna, some fatty fishes, even some milk, eggs seem to have some vitamin D. But you can take about 600 to 800 units. If you're low, I like to start you in about 2,000 units. Some doctors, like the endocrinologist, have you on 50,000 units a week. And it's because they're worried about bone loss. We don't want you getting osteoporosis. Again, if your doctor chooses to give you high doses of vitamin D, it needs to be checked. Anytime I add extra vitamin D to a patient, I check them within a month. So my recommendation would be have it checked within a month, okay? Also, it looks like the British Medical Association wants it to be a smoking ban for cars, all right? It looks like many states and countries, including America, there's not really a ban on smoking in cars, all right? And there may be a ban of smoking while children are present. But there's not a ban for smoking in cars. So when the child enters the car later, they get exposed to secondhand smoke, thirdhand smoke, etc. So there may be some laws coming around the bend saying no smoking in your car. If you're a smoker, you're going to probably have to smoke outside in an open area. You're going to have to quit. But like I said, I feel bad for any of you guys that are veterans. All right, as far as I'm concerned, any of you coming back after serving the country or any of you first responders, you can do whatever the hell you like. All right, I love you guys. But for the rest of us, no, can't be smoking in the car. Bad, bad, bad. All right. You can't be exposing people. Also in medical news today, very interesting. The same blood type could affect your stroke risk. Depending on what your blood type is, doctors may be able to predict if you're going to have a higher risk of stroke. This is kind of interesting. Now, we talked about blood types, right? We got blood type A, we got blood type B, we got blood type AB, and we got blood type O. O is more rare. You guys are the universal donors. Blood type AB, you're the universal recipients. If you're AB, you're happy, because if you ever need blood, you could get A blood, you could get B blood, you could get O blood. But if you're type O, you're screwed, right? Because you could only get type O blood. Right? Remember that A-Team episode we've talked about where Mr. T, B.A. Baracus, needed blood, but he was an O, and the only blood he could get was Murdoch's, and he's like, I don't want the fool's blood. He's a fool. I'm going to become a fool. So anyway, blood type could affect your stroke risk. So they say if you have type B or AB blood, you are going to be more inclined to getting the thrombolic stroke, which is a stroke that causes clots. Now, type O blood has been linked more towards easier bleeding. It's not as sticky as type A and AB because they have the agglutinins and proteins on them. So they say AB blood and B, more of a risk for thrombolic, maybe type O hemorrhagic, but they haven't really studied that into depth. All right. And so they say how much? Well, they said men and women with AB blood had a 26% increased risk of stroke compared to those with type O. Now, this is looking at 90,000 men and women and then looking at 2,900 strokes. They said women, but not men with type B blood. That's me. I got type B. Had a 15% greater risk compared to those with type O. Type B always seems to be screwed, right? All right. They say AB blood is the least common type, present 4% white to blacks, 2% Hispanics, 10% Asians. Type O blood is 45% whites, 51% blacks, 57% Hispanics, 40% Asians. I need to correct myself. Type AB blood is the one that's the most rare. Type B blood is the second most rare, which is me. 11% whites, 19% blacks, 10% Hispanics, and 25% Asians. And type A is in 40% whites, 26% blacks, 31% Hispanics, 28% Asians. So what does that mean? I don't know. You can't change your blood type. If you're type B, type AB, what? You're going to make sure your blood pressure is better and your cholesterol is better? Y'all should. All of you should. You know, that's what kind of stinks about these studies. I mean, what are we supposed to do? If any of us are type B blood or type AB blood, what are we supposed to do with this knowledge? Are we supposed to write out a will? What are we supposed to do? Oh, by the way, that came out today. There was a study that came out today that most baby boomers don't have a living will, or they do not have a proxy if, God forbid, something happens to them. Is that true? Right? When they interviewed baby boomers, they said, well, you know, it's because we're healthy. Really? Is that what's going on, guys? Everybody should be having a living will. Everybody should be having, their advanced directives. Because if, God forbid, something happens, if you don't want to be hooked up, if you don't want to be hooked up to a machine. Now, it's very interesting because my mom is a baby boomer. And she's like, well, no, I don't want you shutting off the machine. I want, you know, if God's having me alive, I don't want you messing with it. So she doesn't want to fill one out, which is fine, you know. But what she doesn't understand is if we're at the 3-month mark, I mean, we got to figure out something. They polled 64% of boomers, those born between 46 and 64, say they don't have a healthcare proxy or living will. Which means if you can't communicate with your doctor and you don't have anybody assigned, you may be hooked up for a very, very long time. You know what? Honestly, you baby boomers get so much bad rap with Social Security and Medicare. I'm not going to give you a hard time. I love you baby boomers. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted-down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Medical Talk Radio. Congratulations goes to Bradley Cooper, who was declared People's Sexiest Man Alive. Those of you who don't know who Bradley Cooper is, he played Face in the latest A-Team movie. He was in Hangover 1 and Hangover 2. Love the movie. Sorry. Hangover, that was awesome. Very funny movie. I like stupid funny. He was in Wedding Crashers. It's funny because a few years back, he was in the Wedding Crashers. And, you know, wasn't really handsome. He kind of was dorky. He played the mean boyfriend, very, very short haircut. clean shaven, kind of looked dorky, not very good looking. And then all of a sudden they let his hair grow out, let him get kind of scruffy. And I remember the A-team going, they made him look good. I wonder if he's going to be up for 60th Man Alive. I mean, you know, they've given it to Brad Pitt. They've given it to George Clooney. I'm still waiting for Viggo Mortensen to get it. I think Viggo Mortensen deserves it, too. Although, you know, sometimes you dress him up with a stupid mustache, depending on what movie he's doing. I got to tell you, Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises, sexiest man ever. All right, so congratulations, Bradley Cooper. I got to tell you, Hollywood makeover, honestly, they really, he deserves it. He looks good. It amazes me how just a few years ago you wouldn't even think it. But I like the guy. I think he's a great actor. He's really humble about it. You know, he told his mom, see, he loves his mama. So good guy. Good for him. Also, congratulations to Justin Bieber. I guess the woman who was filing a paternity suit dropped it, Mariah Yeager. She says she still wants the DNA test and she may resume the case or the lawsuit, but right now it's dismissed and she's not proceeding with the paternity lawsuit. She claims that she took his virginity by his consent. And it's kind of stupid because that's statutory rape. He was underage and she wasn't. So I'm not really understanding where that's coming from there. But I guess I know we're all kind of shocked that he actually had sperm, that he actually reached puberty, but he did. Justin Bieber is a man. All right, you know, and so paternity suit has been dropped. Now, speaking about puberty and men and all that, there was a study that I talked about earlier today. Very, very interesting. They said sexually active teenage boys run the risk of having small reproductive organs. So what they're saying is boys having sex prematurely, even though they may not think it's prematurely, but before they fully developed, may end up having a small wee-wee, all right? Now, what they did, these are researchers from Ohio State University, said that being sexually active while the nervous system was still developing can be linked to lasting effects on the body and the mood. All right, now what they did is they looked at hamsters. They said hamsters have physiologic similarities to humans. Really? Really? Do they? And what they did is they looked at hamsters at 40 days old, equivalent to adolescence, and then at 80 days old when they're in adulthood. And then they observed a group without sex. Now, they tested the hamsters' anxiety levels and determined that hamsters who were sexually active earlier on in life had a smaller total body mass and a decrease in reproductive tissue. Okay, that's another word for penis. This suggests, they say, that maybe this process is causing the animals to have a maladaptive response reproductively. Okay, now that's a much more scientific term, maladaptive response reproductively. They aren't allowed to say small wee-wee. All right, now they say sex in adolescence also left the hamsters more prone to depression and autoimmune problems. Okay, I don't understand how that's close to humans, because kids, they get depressed if they aren't getting sex. The animals suffered an increase, they said, in the inflammation-causing chemical called interleukin-1. All right, so they measured the hamster who had sex as interleukin-1 with a ruler, used by the body to fight infections, and had fewer complex nerve cells that carry signals to the brain. They said both groups of sexually active hamsters showed an increase in anxiety-like behavior. Well, of course they did. You're watching them have sex, and you're measuring their interleukin, and then you're telling them they got a maladaptive response reproductively. They're probably freaking out. Give them some Valium. The poor hamsters. My Lord. Both groups of sexually active hamsters showed an increase in anxiety-like behavior compared to the control group, but the increase in a depressive-like response was specific to the adolescent sexually paired group. Oh, my gosh. Oh, the poor hamsters. All right, so you're trying to tell me that a boy in adolescence, you're trying to tell me if a 13 or 14-year-old Bieber, I mean, I'm sorry, a 13 or 14-year-old boy has sex, his penis won't grow. Is that what you're telling me? Why? Because the hamster had a maladaptive response? Maladaptive response? Yes, that is a maladaptive response. All right. Baby, you know what, though? I got to tell you, I got two boys. Right? 11 and 9. The 11-year-old's turned to 12. I brought this up to him. Why not scare him? I don't want him having sex yet. I told him, I go, hey, there was a study today said if you have sex, your wee-wee won't grow. He's like, huh? What? Yeah. It says here you will have a maladaptive response reproductively. Oh, okay, Mom, I got it. You know what? Honestly, I don't want to to be a grandma any sooner than I need to be. So absolutely, I'm going to scare the heck out of them. You're going to have a maladaptive reproductive response. Oh, not a maladaptive reproductive response. No. Ah. Okay. California is recalling and quarantining raw milk products. What the hell's going on now? A California dairy that had its raw milk products recalled and quarantined after E. coli sent three children to the hospital is saying, doh. Organic Pastures Dairy Company owner Mark McAfee said he intends to appeal the order by state veterinarian Dr. Annette Whiteford, calling for the company to pull its raw milk, buttercream, colostrum, and kefir from store shelves. Well, of course. Why is there raw milk? Are you allowed to sell raw milk? They said the company sells 2,400 gallons of raw milk a day in California. It does not ship any. Yeah, you aren't allowed to ship raw milk across state, from what I understand. All right, so a few kids got sick from E. coli. Interviews with the families of five children infected with the strain between August and October indicated the only common food exposure was the raw. Why are you feeding your kid raw milk? Why are you feeding the kid raw milk? They were even hospitalized. Three of the children were hospitalized because the condition could lead to kidney failure. Of course, E. coli wrecks havoc. What are they talking about? Now, we've talked about the pasteurization process. People mix up pasteurization and sterilization. Sterilization is when you boil something for, like, I don't know, 20 minutes. All right? Pasteurization is when you heat the milk up to 160 degrees Fahrenheit for about 15 seconds, then you rapidly cool it. That's pasteurization. When you're drinking milk, it's not sterilized. Your foods aren't sterilized. All right? Sterilized is when you put something in an autoclave, you heat it up, you know, really high for about 20 minutes at least, you know, and then it's in a sterilized package. So your foods are never sterilized. But pasteurized is supposed to kill a lot. It's supposed to kill a lot of the bacteria. So honestly, I would not recommend eating anything raw. I don't even know why this company has any sort of a demand for its products. That absolutely makes no sense. Okay, now this makes some sense. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. And don't forget to tell your local radio stations to add the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you can't hear me locally and you have to hear me through the internet, please just let your local radio stations know you want Dr. Dahlia, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. And I need to give a big thanks to Donovan for working the dials tonight. All right. Insomnia could raise risk of heart attack. Alright, they said, we've talked about this on the show. We have. We've talked about this before. Where people having trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, not waking up feeling refreshed. Studies have found in the University of Science and Technology Department in Public Health in Trondheim that there is a link between insomnia and heart attack. So if you aren't sleeping well, they looked at 52,000 Norwegian adults, you need to sleep well. This is true. This is true. We have underestimated sleep for so many decades that now they're finally figuring it out. Sleep is when your body rejuvenates itself. It's when it burns ATP. You don't lose weight if you don't get sleep. You need to sleep. Okay, you have to. It's part of the process. It's part of the healing process. You know, they found people working graveyard shift more prone to cancer. You know, if you're not getting good sleep and you're not getting enough oxygen, it could lead to stroke. It could lead to heart disease, dementia. We've talked about this all the time. But it's just more and more of us are insomniacs. And I think a big part of it, I mean, I know my base is Las Vegas, Nevada. So many of my patients and my listeners, you know, you guys are shift workers, you know. Swing shift, graveyard, so you're not sleeping, or you're only sleeping a few hours. So please, 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 please get that address. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home and be safe. If not, stay on for another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.